This seance was recorded on the 20th of January, 1970, medium Blazer Flint.
How are you, Louis?
I'm fine.
A very happy new year.
Thank you.
May it be a peaceful one, a prosperous one, and may it bring you all the happiness and all the things that your heart most desires. I hope it will be a year of spiritual progression, an opportunity to serve.
Yes, yeah,
I like
it, that's what
we do. Are you all right? You've got no cold, nothing?
No.
Most people seem to be up, you know, down with flu and cold tonight.
Yeah, everything, nothing.
Your brother and mum are here.
Oh, good.
And your pop.
Good, good.
Bill sends all his love and blessings.
Oh, thank you,
Andrew. That's you know, he has made the most extraordinary progress in a comparatively short time.
Yes.
I mean, it's not for me to say, I suppose, but, well, really, in a way, more than one perhaps would have anticipated, because I wouldn't say he was an out-and-out materialist, but, you know, he hadn't much interest in this sort of thing, had he?
No.
And he was a very down-to-earth sort of person, you know.
Yes.
But he seems to have really, you know, sort of gone ahead.
So
much so, you know, that, well, if he were to come back as he is now, you know,
yes.
It would be almost impossible to, I wouldn't say impossible to recognise him, but, his whole attitude has changed, you know. I think he, sort of thought, all this was sort of peculiar, to say the least, isn't it?
Yes.
Auntie Ida?
Yes, sir.
Have you been or are you just going to somewhere? Is it Wolverhampton?
I don't think I had anything in that direction,
you see. Well, I don't know what this is all about. I'll tell you what it's worth.
Yes.
But I feel that you, in some way, go to a place called Wolverhampton. Perhaps it's something to do with your talking, right?
Could be. Maybe.
There's some link there, anyway.
Yes.
Of course, I suppose that takes you around the place, doesn't it?
Yes, quite a bit.
Oh, Mr. Sandman and Sherry Man's here.
Yes,
he's very welcome. He's always around you.
Yes.
And he's laughing and he's got this sort of cloak thing on.
Yes.
And he holds his arms up as if he's enfolding you with this cloak.
I have.
Symbolic like, you know.
Yes.
Thank you. He really, I don't know, seems as if he could be almost with you, isn't it, brother, I mean, but as if he sort of, I don't know, takes you under his wing.
Yes.
There must have been a tremendous bond there that was formed between the three of you.
Oh, yes.
And I really feel he's a man who is worth his bond. And, you know, if he said something, he'd do it. Even if it was difficult, you know.
Absolutely.
Even if something cropped up the last moment, then he'd somehow get everything fitted in, you know. He was a weird character in a way. You have to really know him to appreciate him, you know.
I think I'll like that.
Would you know who Mary Ann is that would come to you? The lady had the two names. Her name was Mary Ann, and sometimes she was referred to as Mary. Sometimes she was referred to as Polly. I have a very strong feeling that this lady has been to you before. Not necessarily here, but elsewhere. Yes, I think she must have been an aunt. Well, yes, she was an aunt, but she says that she would have been a great aunt to you girls. And that she was Mary Ann Cook.
Was she?
Yes. She says she's Mary Ann Cook, and that she was often referred to by other members of the family as Polly, and that she would be your great aunt, and she also comes from Sarah, who was a sister.
Oh,
couldn't remember if it's possible for you to check this, but it would be of interest if you could. And also there is a Charles too. But as I said before, that these are people that are not people necessarily you would know close to you, but are way back in the family, you see.
Is Charles on the other side of the family,
you say?
Or is he Cook?
No, he's on your mother's side of the family.
Yes, yes. That's grandpa.
I think so, grandpa. And there's also a Richard, who died in the most peculiar, unusual circumstances, and he had a lot to do with India.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But this is someone I don't think one knows, do you have any idea of?
Mm.
He was in the army.
Yeah.
It goes a long way back. Charlie, I've got a lot of army and a lot of clergy all mixed up together. But these are people connected with your families who go back to the early 1800s.
Yeah.
Seems extraordinary to me. I'm just beginning now to sort of adjust myself to it all. I just didn't take this in at all. Here I am talking to you. I believe this boy said something about that I've changed a great deal. Well, I suppose in a way that's true enough. I'm still very much my old self. I must say that my outlook has changed tremendously. How to be otherwise, my goodness me. Only I'd realize, as I suppose everyone says this more or less, if one hasn't realized when you're on earth, it makes a difference.
Yeah,
so anyway, you know, in a kind of way, you two girls helped me all you know.
Yeah.
I never took the ego seriously like that. I suppose subconsciously it had some effect on me. How are you feeling? Are you well? You look well.
We're very
well. Still doing your lecturing, either?
Yeah.
What about your books? How are they happening?
Not bad.
Well, it's strange, you know, you've had the opportunity to come and talk and when you get through, you don't know what to say. Just as if somehow you can't think clearly. I suppose it applies again to most people, but I had intended to say this, that, and the other and the other. As if I can't think clearly at all. I don't know if there's anything particular you want me to talk about. You know, I don't think for the moment.
Do you come to the circle?
Oh, of course I do. Course. I wouldn't miss that for anything. Actually, I've seen the funny side of time.
Yes.
You know, it has got a funny
side. Well, yes, yeah.
Seems really odd sometimes when, perhaps it isn't because I haven't been here all that long, but, you know, if any of you could see all the dozens and dozens of people, all sorts of people coming, standing around, and there you're all sitting there, you know, like waxworks.
Yes.
You know, it's really odd when you think about it.
Yeah.
But, oh, I didn't know about one day I'll be able to come and speak in the circle. Okay. So, tremendous what they call power there. I mean, I'd be a bit surprised, you know, before very long we can achieve something anyway, the way I'm getting over.
Yeah.
But you know, you sense things a lot, you pick up a lot of our thoughts.
Yes, we do.
But I find that writing a bit difficult.
What me writing?
That, what do you call it? Odd times when you try to get that writing.
It's only automatic.
Is that what you call it?
I don't see any of us trying. I haven't tried it.
Well, in the circle, I don't know. Well, I've tried, I've heard about it, and sometimes when you've been sitting down there with a pen, I've tried to push your hand, but I find it very difficult.
Well, you don't give you a chance, dear.
Would be rather interesting if I could.
Yes.
You know, once or twice when you've been sitting down with these, I've tried to force your hand across the paper, but I'm not much good at this sort of thing. I don't think, not yet. But you never know.
I must give the chance. I'm going to see.
It's worth trying.
Yes, rather.
Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed we can hear you.
Someone said, Florrie.
Yeah.
Someone said, how is Florrie? I think so. He came, someone called Florrie and then Mickey patted him. What did you say?
We have a room for that at the time. Yes.
Yes. Do you know that I've been to someone on earth, I presume?
Yeah.
But it hasn't been too well.
Yes, I think that's right.
And your father seems interested in that.
Do you understand
he's been trying to help as best he can, but of course it's difficult. Yes. But he goes to see this Florence, and definitely he's been rather concerned about her.
I see,
yes.
I understand the connection
very well. And also, who is... Oh, come on, come on. Did you know anyone called Molly?
On this side?
There's someone here, a lady.
Yes.
She says, will I tell you two girls that she wishes to remember you, and she's Molly.
I think we know.
Someone that you knew some years ago.
Yes.
And she says she hasn't forgotten you, and she sometimes comes to your little circle.
Good man.
And she also comes with somebody else she called Edward. Well, you'd know the Edward that comes with her, but anyway. Hold on. to show him. Yes,
hello.
Hello.
I think they're speaking German or some other language.
Yes.
Can
you try again?
Do you know a man whose name is, Mr. Sanderman.
Yes.
He's got with him a gentleman who for the funny guy in like the Gilovich, Filovich. And he says that they have become good friends and that he had great regard and respect for him because he had this magnificent ability to, magnificent ability to not only sing but to act. The combination of two was very rare. And he says that it was a great joy to meet someone that he had such an admiration for as an artist.
Yes.
But I don't know if they even knew each other on Earth, but they certainly know each other on this side. And either he worked with, or would have liked to work with, and people he had great admiration for as singers and musicians, you know? I should imagine when you two kick the bucket and come over here, you live with musicians, but I should imagine you wouldn't be happy unless you was.
Well, looking forward to that.
And yet your people weren't musical, were they, to that extent?
No.
And yet you have this tremendous sort of thing about music, haven't you?
Is that
Theodore
there?
Yeah, it's with that friend of yours.
Yes. Can you say a word?
Well, are you disappointed about Rose, as someone said? I don't know whether this makes sense at all.
Yes.
But I don't know what it was, but are you rather down in, not down in the dump, however I put it, but not hurt either exactly, but you haven't heard, they say, and it depresses you. Because they say, don't worry, you'll hear news concerning Rosa, and it's nothing to worry about.
Oh, good. I'm very glad you
Didn't you hear from her then?
Well, we did, but
I don't know what this is all about, but then this has been to some extent, perhaps not on your mind to that extent, but they say that you no need to be concerned about those because all is well and you'll hear in due course something that will surprise you.
Oh, how beautiful.
I think this lady is. Oh, now this sounds perhaps very unkind, I don't mean it to. But I have to repeat what I say, or what I'm told to say, don't I?
Yeah.
I'm told to tell you that Rosa, possibly without realising it, is her own enemy.
And it's rather sad.
She needs protection, and she doesn't really always know how to go about things in the proper way. But you can only do your best, but don't let things get to you or depress you, but you'll be hearing about her in a rather unusual way, in a sense, and it will work out all as well, not to worry.
They seem to have sometimes a little slow, but it isn't necessarily so. Actually, a great deal is happening. Much of it perhaps isn't apparent, but we're delighted because we know that on several occasions, fairly recently, we have been very near some success. And don't be surprised if there does seem to come a short period when very little appears. This may well be necessary, because the power of times, which is quite extraordinary, though it has manifested itself in various ways, particularly one or two people, nevertheless, we may, to some extent, have to when exactly appeared in the door, you'd be there, but you may not seem to have so much manifestation, but that's because we're conserving power and energy and experimenting in the hope that we shall be able to break through, so that you shall hear, even though it may only be a whisper at first, with the voice. Because this is our main interest and main concern, that we should eventually be able to speak to you directly. This is not something that comes, as you well know, easily, but the power in the circular times as it is generated is exceedingly powerful, that occasionally, of course, we have controlled and used other sitters, other people, because we wanted to give you some encouragement, of course, and we wanted to keep the circle together. You know, there is this tendency sometimes of people, if nothing happens for months on end, they get despondent. And sometimes, therefore, we feel that we ought to try in some measure, in some way, to give you some, obviously, encouragement by speaking or conversing from some individual in trance or giving clairvoyance or something to help, you know, to keep the enthusiasm. But there may be a period, I tell you this, when very little, indeed it may seem that nothing is happening, but this is a good sign, because we are using the power to build the voice hearts, so that eventually we shall speak. Of this I am convinced, that we shall achieve this result, which we set ourselves to do, to achieve. It'll come, that we will get spasms, perhaps, in the coming months, when perhaps very little appears we have, but you can be very sure we bring utmost diligence we can, you know. So don't get despondent, you know. Give my best regards to all the other souls in the present.
Who is this speaking?
Who are that speaking? Hmm.
Imagine someone who's closely associated with the circle.
Yes, but I'm not sure that's coming back. Who was that,
in other words, one means one soaked book, as it were.
Yes.
I suppose it is that as Shakespeare, I think my subconscious stuff their cards and so on.
Yeah.
And in a sense, there's great truth in there. I look back on my life and I see that so many of us must see when we look back in the past, in the material life, all the qualities of good, the bad, the faults, the trivialities that take place, and the stupidities, etc. I realize, of course, I could have done, perhaps should have done, and obviously should have done much more.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that most appalling thing is, of course, when one gets unconsciously, closes one's mind to things which one should, by the very nature of them, take unto oneself and experiment. I was not addicted to spiritualism. I was afraid of it in the beginning, and I had my doubts and fears from so many things. I think that I suppose I could be much else, would have much else in the happy company. I have regrets, I suppose, but it's true enough, we all have something great in life, but I should have known more of this subject. I could have done so much more, I could achieve so much more. I think the tragedy is that one doesn't announce inside the full of enthusiasm,
yes.
Full of anxiety, in a sense, to be able to
bring
my part to bring this truth to the whole of humanity. Yes. I can see it only in that light that probably understood, probably applied,
yes,
in every human life to change the whole world. I do feel sometimes terribly sad that I don't, when I say princess, I come to your family because I find it in a certain order, which is very true, I do. You're not content, you don't want trivialities, you want it on a high level of spiritual consciousness. And this is as it should be, and I have you to certain approach. The pupil itself is sincere enough and well intentioned in most instances, in most cases. But I'm afraid they do receive a lot of nonsense and talk of them. They seem to connotate a lot of trivial. I don't like using this word trivial without human beings, but I must say there are many souls who are very near earth who one has to know one's God. And this is my intention. I suppose this is one of the things that could be organized on your side. I had a little knowledge of the subject, but perhaps a little background, because it was very superficial, but I was afraid, of course, and I thought that the possibility of communication, if it did not exist, it would probably be the entities there by your
friends,
undeveloped to be. And that's why I feel one must guard oneself against this, one must insist upon conditions and being of the highest possible nature. I think we conduct it in a way which will attract the right people.
I'm sure that's
true. You know, because I was also, you should probably know, in a position where the heavens were careful. It's very difficult for me,
I'm sure,
to examine. For my way, I don't think I do. My name is Temple.
Oh, well, Dr. Temple.
Yes. I do find all this terribly
interesting. I'm sure you
are. And I do want you to know that, of course, we do everything in our power, but there are enormous numbers of cells in the fact that you are provoked. And I am sure that you will achieve this result. And I know now, of course, I know quite a lot of the subject, but this business of this contact with the voices. Which should be, I'm sure, is most satisfied with many community. This seems to be a nice thing, I think, for what the others have told me, who are, in a sense, more intimately associated from that side, more scientifically minded than me. I'm not a scientist, I said to you myself that you are at times too much on the dirt, and I feel you could build time, really suddenly, almost in the same time, speak to you, because one next year, much the same in the same routine, what would you have said? No, and if you could go, well, yes, we should go back, probably, or certainly go get something.
Special love for Mr. Sandy, man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have asked him like that, would I?
I think he has been through before.
It has been in the past, a lot of it through, yes. Has he ever been to you before?
No.
Oh.